Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, breaking news in the Washington Post this morning. Pro-Trump youth groups enlist teens in secretive campaign likened to a, quote, troll farm, prompting rebuke by Facebook and Twitter. The sprawling operation by Turning Point Action, led by conservative activist Charlie Kirk, evades guardrails put in place to prevent the spread of online disinformation. Experts say teenagers, some of them minors, Alan, are being paid to pump out the messages at the direction of Turning Point Action, an affiliate of Turning Point USA, a prominent conservative youth organization based out of Phoenix. The campaign draws on the spam-like behavior of bots and trolls with the same or similar language posted repeatedly across social media, but is carried out, at least in part, by humans paid to use their own accounts.
David, first of all, when you see the President of the United States start to accuse the other side of nefarious acts, almost inevitably it's what we call a projection. In other words, it's what he's doing or what his people are doing, and now he starts to talk about the other people doing it. The idea that you would take young people whose minds are not yet formed, David, and you would ask them to do things that are really not ethical, not within the norms of our politics, is particularly disgraceful. And is also emblematic of the way in which this president works. I'm sure he's chuckling and thinking that it's the right way to do it. But they'll do anything to win this election, and they will inevitably accuse the other side of exactly what they're doing. So far, nobody's caught the Democrats doing that. That doesn't mean some idiot isn't doing something that's just wrong, but they haven't. And therefore, it does look sort of one-sided. It looks like this is the way that they're going. I have said it before, he is intent on winning this election. There are those letter writers who are saying, no, he really wants to lose. He really wants to get out of there. Nonsense. He is committed to doing it. I think that it's fairly well known that if he gets out of office, there may well be legal consequences for some of the things he's done and been protected by Bill Barr and others, his attorney general. So we'll wait. You know, I keep thinking about Jeff Sessions. He did the right thing. He had the special counsel appointed, Mueller. And as a result of that, he incurred the wrath of Donald Trump, the man who he had endorsed, as I believe the first senator to endorse. So there is no loyalty. It's a one-way street. Trump demands loyalty from everybody. He doesn't give it back. Now we hear that in the Justice Department there's an investigation going on of some of the misbehavior. How long do you think that'll last before they fire the people who are responsible for that investigation? We've seen it time and again. To say nothing of the relationship between Trump and the Russians, which has never satisfactorily been explained, I can't understand why it isn't the number one thing that the Biden campaign is pushing. To me, it is the single most despicable action that this president has taken. His people may say something bad about the Russians. He does not. That's just the way that it is.
President Donald Trump denied he played down the threat of the coronavirus earlier this year, although there is an audio recording of him stating he did just that. He did this again last night as he participated in a television town hall with uncommitted voters hosted by ABC News' George Stephanopoulos. In exchange with one voter, Trump said he actually upplayed the virus threat. What was interesting was, again, these were uncommitted voters, and he took some heat from them on various issues, including race and the coronavirus.
Well, he's a liar. We all heard him. He got up there and he said, maybe we'll have 5 cases, maybe we'll have 15 cases. Don't tell me you're letting the American people know what's what. He said again and again that it was a Democratic hoax. Come on. In his case, he does whatever he wants. He says whatever he wants. It doesn't matter.
Biden will do a similar style event on Thursday with CNN, but we have a big event coming up called the debates. Can they make a difference?
I think in this case, they're going to be one of the most watched things, at least the first one, in history. I think that, you know, this president has a great deal that he's vulnerable with. And I am sure that they are going to prep Joe Biden. He needs to be both progressive and moderate. On the one hand, he has to show the American people that he is not Trump-like. He said the other day, I hope I don't take the bait. Well, he has to take the bait to some extent. When Trump tells a lie, then Biden has to say that's a lie, maybe respectfully, but that that is a lie. You have no business saying something like that when it isn't true. If that's taking the bait and he doesn't want to take the bait, I'm worrying about Biden and his response here. He has to be sane compared to the other man, but at the other hand, he has to also show the American people that he's capable of being forceful enough to be president.
Well, before the event yesterday, of course, we talked about the president being in California and casting doubt on science as to whether these wildfires are a result of climate change. Now we see a major magazine, the Scientific American, endorsing Democrat Joe Biden over President Donald Trump. It's their first endorsement in 175 years. Do endorsements matter?
Oh, I think in this case, it's one more nail in the political coffin of Donald Trump. In other words, there is a cumulative effect. Now, the fact that the Scientific American does make an endorsement should not be surprising for a couple of reasons. Number one, this president offers a tremendous threat to this country in terms of totalitarianism and what he's doing, and if not now, when? The second thing is that this president has been anti-science. He's been saying he doesn't trust the scientists. Well, if the Scientific American doesn't understand that this is the time you have to do something, then when? You know, this is a blatant attack on science in this country. And if that is allowed to succeed, terrible.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us till the end.
I'm with you till the end. You know, David, there are a lot of people in this country who are mobilizing at this point. A lot of voters, a lot of voter groups, but there are also some very top Republicans and others who have made their stake in this democracy plane. And if not now, when?